USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Embassy in Bangladesh confirming that American Ambassador Marsha Barnicat's car was attacked last night by an angry mob as she left a dinner that was hosted by a human rights activist. The ambassador and her group were able to escape unharmed, the attack taking place amid 8 days of widespread protests in the capital of Dhaka after two teens were run over and killed by a bus. Speaking at a rally in Ohio, President Trump disputes claims that a so-called blue wave could be coming in November's midterm elections.
If the Democrats get in, they're going to raise your taxes. You're going to have crime all over the place. You're going to have people pouring across the border. So why would that be a blue wave? I think it could be a red wave. I tell you what, really, I think it should be a red wave.
USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. Trend, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Taliban claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing that left three NATO soldiers dead early Sunday. The nationality of the victims not immediately released, though NATO says three others were also injured, an American and two Afghan soldiers. On Friday night, President Trump sends out a tweet in which he blasts NBA star LeBron James after James is very critical of President Trump and his policies in a CNN interview. Well, First Lady Melania Trump has nothing but good things to say about James. In a statement, a spokeswoman says the First Lady appreciates James' charity work and says it looks like LeBron James is working to do good things on behalf of our next generation. The statement also says the First Lady is eager to visit the school that James opened last week in Ohio. Russia's foreign ministry has appointed now Russian citizen actor Steven Seagal to be a special representative on U.S.-Russian humanitarian issues. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Amazon says it will no longer allow third-party retailers to sell items with Nazi and white nationalist symbols on them. The online retail giant looking into the issue after concerns were expressed by Representative Keith Ellison, a Minnesota Democrat, and two nonprofit groups. The company is saying that it's removed products found in violation of its policies against promoting hatred, violence, and discrimination. Yet another old sitcom could be getting a reboot soon.
The Facts of Life.
The spinoff from Different Strokes about a fictitious all-female boarding school that aired on NBC between 1979 and 1988 can be easily remembered as so much fluff. But on occasion, The Facts of Life addressed some pretty serious issues.
In my position, I have been privy to a lot of family secrets. Believe me, nothing is that bad.
Carlton Blair was a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
There, you see, that's not Ku Klux Klan.
You wouldn't want his filthy money to be used for this beautiful library?
Now, The Hollywood Reporter says Sony Pictures Television's in early discussions to reboot The Facts of Life, and sources say Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel are involved with the possible revival. No other details are available yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.